Hey, everybody. Looks like I'm a talking head tonight. Well, anyhow, welcome to my world, and you're welcome to it. I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy, crazy week, and it's only Wednesday. So I don't know about you, but there's a big full moon outside, and people are telling me, oh, you're supposed to take and put a bottle of water outside and do all kinds of things, and I'm like, I never knew that. Crazy things happen. Well, I don't know if crazy things will happen tonight on the show or not. But things have been going a little bit wacky around here, too. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. But before we do, we always have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Tell your friends to join us, too, every Wednesday night live right here on the Trim Radio Network. And did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite beverage? Are you sitting back, you know, relaxing? Because that's what we do. This is a kickback night on Wednesdays right here on the Trim Radio Network. And, you know, we always have to do different things because I have to talk about the Trim Radio Network because, hey, I like to. And we've got some stuff to show and talk about tonight. I think it'll be interesting, not only on a local level, but elsewhere. Well, anyhow, guys, here we are at the Trim Radio Network, our main page. And so you can check us out at trimradio.com. And if you want to join us, you can do that. And we'll explain how you can do that in just a little bit. Also, we talk about leadership. And the Fantastic Four, we have Michael Bejas, founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision and mission of Trim Radio. We also have Rascala Stefan, and he's the chief operating officer and overall computer guru. I mean, this guy's fantastic. And anytime I have a problem, all I have to do is just give him a call or send him a text, and he always helps me out. And also, we have somebody that looks like me. I guess it's, oh, yeah, it is me. And chief relationship officer, whatever. What does that mean? Am I supposed to make people happy or building the foundational trust or whatever? Long-term success? Yeah, we want long-term success because we have four of us here that basically operate the network, and we have fun doing it. Also, we have Victoria Smith, the chief marketing officer, and she's responsible for all the marketing activities and brand development and everything else. And I'll tell you what, she has a show, and we'll get into that, but she does great marketing. So if your company or your club or whatever, if you want some marketing advice, check out with Victoria Smith. She's fantastic. She really is. So you want to check her out. But that's the four of us. And we all have fun. And you know, that's kind of evident because sometimes we can be serious and sometimes, you know, we can kick back a little bit. I like to kick back. I don't know about the rest of them. But that's what we do. Well, anyhow, let's get on to the shows that we have. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Life Walk with Christ God. That's Michael Bejas' show. And he's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And he comes on just before this show. And then we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. And then we also have Victoria's show, which is the Natural Marketer Podcast. That's every Thursday. And then we have Offsides College Football Top 25. And that's with Michael Bejas and friends. and you can check that out. And that's every Thursday, 7 p.m. We have the Positude Podcast, and that is Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend. Oh boy, that's every Saturday at 1 p.m. And then at 1:30, we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And of course, then Saturday night, we have the Red Pill Reality Show. And that's on at 9 p.m. until midnight. So you want to check that show out. I've been on it a couple of times. I listen to it quite a bit because Roskella has some really good information and stories and guests and everything else. It's a good show, trust me. But you notice we have three blanks here. Well, those three blanks are being filled. And I was going to have a guest on tonight, which would be my first guest that I've ever had in I don't know how many years. But an emergency came up, and so we will have that guest on next Wednesday. And they will talk about their show right here on the Trim Radio Network. And just how they got to do that show and all the background training that they have. So that'll be next week. So you want to tune in then. Also, we've got the two more slots that are going to be filled and different shows. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be good. So you have to check us out. And if you want to do your own show, hey, it's easy to do because somewhere in this, we have a contact us. And you click on that, and the little squares are supposed to come up. There they are. And all you have to do is just contact us. There is a red dot that will pop up here on the right-hand side. And for some reason tonight, it's not popping up. So they might be working on something. But we're based out of Irmo, South Carolina, which is basically Columbia, South Carolina. And you can call us at 803-303-8667. That's 803-303-8667. And you can also drop us an email, and that's info@trimradio.com. And if you do that, somebody will get back with you, and you'll get a response back. And you can see the time, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay? The office is closed every Sunday. But you can contact us, and you can say, hey, I want to do my own show. And we will show you how you can do your own show, what format we use, and then it's up to you, okay? It's just got to be nice. No cussing, no swearing, all that. Cussing and swearing are the same thing. But you know what I mean. It's got to be nice, okay? We're a bunch of nice people here. We don't really get super controversial in your face or anything like that. Now, if you want to support the show, you can go to Collectibles and click on that. And of course, the squares will eventually come up here. Eventually. There they are. They're slow tonight. For some reason, there is some type of interference out in outer space. And it's happening all over the world. So I've been trying to follow that. And it slows things down a little bit. But anyhow, you can buy t-shirts from us. You can buy hats from us. The Money and Change t-shirt. The Money and Change mug. Hey, that's a good one. The ceramic mug. We've got t-shirts. We've got polo shirts. We've got little kid shirts. We've got mugs for football. And then you click over here. Come on, let's go. There we go. It's working. We have more mugs. We have more t-shirts. We have hats. Okay. And we have little dangly things that you can go ahead and put on trees or whatever. And we have the beanies. And we also have the AirPod holders. We don't give you the AirPods. We will sell you the holders, though. And it keeps your AirPods nice and clean and keeps the water out and all that kind of good stuff. And so, you know, we have that. We also have the women's fitted racer back tank top. And hey, it's out there. So you need to check us out. and support the show. Now, you can do it through advertising with us, you can do it by donating, or you can buy the merchandise, or as Michael says, buy the merch. But anyhow, in doing that, all that money goes in to pay for airtime, server time, and that gets to be expensive. And none of us get paid for doing our shows. So we do it kind of like what they call a legal term is, I guess, pro bono. It's not Sonny and Cher bono, but it's pro bono. And we're doing it free because we're having fun. And hopefully we're helping people. And that's all we want to really do. And if you take a look at Trim Radio Network, we go all over the world. We are on the internet. And I've got listeners in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, India, South Africa, Kenya, oh, a bunch of other places, and then North America. Now, I don't know about South America because, really, I don't speak Spanish. And I could probably read a little bit of it and understand it. And same thing with Italian. French, I'm kind of familiar with that, even though I don't speak it. I had 2 years in school. German, I had 2 years out of college. So I can do kind of things like that, but I'm not fluent. Only thing is American English, you know what? And so that's the way it is. But we have people that are all over the world that listen to our shows because we're on the web and we have an archive that you can click and watch past shows. Now, with my shows, with Money and Change, that's on a Sunday. And we have concerts that I play at Christmas time and else time during the year. And when I play a concert, it's at the same time the show is. So we have to have an encore edition, which is a rerun. But I like to call them encore. If it's good enough for Rush Limbaugh, hey, it's good enough for me. So, you know, we do that. And this Christmas season, I only have two concerts, and I'm going to be booked on those two Sundays. And so we'll have reruns for Money and Change, since that's on Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay, so much for that out of the way. What else is going on? Well, we have a web page. Actually, it's a Facebook page. You can call it a web page. And for my world. And it's on Facebook, and we have members, and if you ask us, we will get you in there. Just send us an email to trimradio@trimradio.com, and tell us you want to join, and we'll put you in the group. But anyhow, this is why I like to post things. You can see that. And I had, Yoda eating different types of popcorn or snacks, because I hope you brought yours. And I do other things. I put the old shows up there, and you know, we should party before we die. Yeah, everybody ought to party before they die. A lot of things. That was for Halloween. But, you know, we talk about different things, and we have fun while we're doing it. So we have our page here. If I'm doing anything special, I'll put it in the calendar section. I'll invite a whole bunch of people for that. Okay. So we have that. Wow. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. You know, I always have to talk about the University of Findlay. If I don't do that, you're missing out on a good school. It really is a good school. And they're located in Findlay, Ohio. Check them out on www.findlay.edu. And they have a student-to-faculty ratio of 12 to 1. They have 4,700 students from 40 states and 41 countries. And when I went there, some of my friends were from Kenya. Some were from Israel. Some were from Jordan. Some were from Ghana. Some were from South America. And it was interesting. A lot of international students, and they're there to further their English, and they're also there to further their education. Well, anyhow, the University of Findlay has 10, actually, it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges. I'll put it that way. I don't want to get tongue-tied tonight. and that can happen. But anyhow, it's one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, and it is. And they do give out scholarships. And so if your son or daughter, or you want to go there, you want to check on scholarships, because they do give them out. You have to meet the qualifications, but they do have scholarships. And that's a good deal, because school is not cheap anymore. It's one of Midwestern colleges. It's one of the best Midwestern colleges, Princeton Review. You know, that's a good, that's a really good publication. Also, the best colleges in America with Money Magazine. So you want to check that out. And people always say, well, hey, how are they in sports? Well, it's a Division II NCAA school. And basketball season is going on, and football season is, well, they still have one more game to go, and they're undefeated. They have one more game to go, and then they will more than likely go into the playoffs for Division II NCAA football. Last year, they finished up as number 10 in the nation. Right now, I believe they are 11th. But I saw a report coming from the University of Finley that they were actually rated 9th in the nation. So yeah, they have a good team. They do. And it's a good school. Trust me. Good program, good facilities. It's great for a small school of, you know, 4,700 students. And that's also more than likely including internet, because you can go to school there and take some of your classes, if not almost all of your classes, over the internet. And you can get your bachelor's, your master's, your doctorate degrees there. And I believe they have 5 doctorate degrees and a whole bunch of master's degrees. And when I went there, they only had bachelor's degrees. Go figure. It's gotten bigger, and they have a lot of good things to offer. But Finley basketball is coming up. And that's where I like to go, is to go to the University of Finley to the basketball games. Because I'll tell you what, the coach there is Charlie Ernst. He's been there for quite a while as assistant coach and now as head coach for quite a while. And they have some really good players. I was looking up on Wikipedia and AI and so forth, and I wanted to see how their basketball teams were. And this is what I found today. Through the years, Finley produced 17 NBA players and over 70 Division I athletes. And the program produced several international players as well, from countries like Lithuania, Senegal, Canada, France, Georgia, and others. And they had an all-time record of 381 wins to 43 losses, with only 2 losses ever on their home court. That's a record. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice basketball court. It really is. So that's the University of Finley. Basketball season's coming up, in the preseason coaches ratings for the country, Finley is at 19th in NCAA Division II basketball. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know who they're going to open up against. Sometimes it's Bowling Green University. Sometimes it's Toledo. One year they played Xavier University and beat them. They beat Ohio State University. And that was in Columbus. And they went on to a 36-0 perfect season in basketball. And I was lucky to go about 6 games there. And I'll tell you what. For a bunch of country kids, those guys could shoot the basket. You watch them in warm-ups, and they shoot 3-pointers, and everybody was getting 3-pointers for that season. They were all good shots. And if they came out cold, they turned it around, and the second half, they came out and really cut loose. And one time I saw the coach and he said, slow it down because you're 40 points ahead of the other team. Just chill out. You've got 40 points ahead. Go ahead and take your shots and don't throw the ball away. That's all he was saying. Just slow it down. Because they probably could have beaten the other team probably by 50 or 60 points. They were good. Trust me. And, you know, they could go to the midcourt and take a shot and swish it through the basket. They had some people that were capable of doing that. And they're a very good basketball team, very good coach, good facilities. Okay, so if your son or daughter wants to go to the University of Findlay and they play basketball, whether it's women's basketball or men's basketball, hey, that's fine. They have good teams and good facilities and good coaches. Okay, enough said of that. We'll get past that. Hey, you know, I always talk about Rusty Ducks, and now I just changed the page. What's going on here? Weird things are happening tonight. I keep getting messages, too. We always talk about Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Here he is on Facebook. You can see some of the fiber optic pens that he has. And he does those on a cross pen platform. Cross pens are very, very good. Okay. So anyhow, he's got a whole bunch of stuff that he does. And you can check out his page. And, you know, if you want to take a look at some of the media that he has, the pictures, hey, those are the pens he does. The inner blanks are over here on the left-hand side, and you can see those. And he does all kinds of stuff. And not just pens either. And these pen barrels right here, there's real money in there. Chopped up real money. Can you believe that? And people get pens made by Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And he does all kind of custom designs and stuff. So it's a good place, okay? Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out on Facebook. And give Phil a call and tell him I said, howdy do, okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, we're getting into some of the stuff. I'm going to talk about murder hornets. But before I do that, I've got to talk about, well, LDS prepper David Gilmore. And you know, I always talk to people about GMRS radios. And when I talk to them about GMRS radios, I'm talking about this one. This is an Ocean 935. I gotta move that. There we go. An Ocean 935 G Plus with a Nagoya. I'm having a problem tonight. A Nagoya 771 G antenna. With this radio, I can talk 35 miles to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, and I can get out 98 miles beyond that on the repeater. The license is $35 for 10 years. That's $350 a year. And you don't have to take a test. Anybody in your family can use that radio, which means you could get several radios, use that same call sign, and you could go out and you could talk to all your friends and have a network. And in an emergency, you could contact each other and tell each other what's going on. That's the good part. Because when there are disasters, like what happened down in Haiti and so forth, you don't have electricity. But if you have some way to charge the battery through solar, you could do that and use those radios and communicate throughout the island. The same thing in Jamaica, or the same thing in Haiti or Dominican Republic, wherever. The GMRS radios are really nice things to have. And, you know, in the bad weather season, it's getting cold, it's getting wet and so forth, you could have one of those in your car and you can communicate. These are only 5-watt units. Now, I've got one that I'm putting in my car that's a 50-watt unit, and I'll be able to get out quite a good distance when I'm on the road. And I have a list of repeaters already programmed for everything up to the University of Findlay all the way down to Cincinnati. And that's a good thing. So if you get stuck on the road or you have a problem, you can get out and you'll find somebody that you could talk to. Also, they have NOAA weather radio capability, and you can even listen to FM radio stations on that radio. It's neat. It really is. And it even has a light. And if you hit the wrong button and the light comes on, you have to remember what you've hit to turn it off again, because that light is bright and it will last quite a while. Well, anyhow, oh man, oh Jerry, our buddy Jerry is in the room and Jerry is saying, fire your joke writer. Oh, I don't have a joke writer. I get stuff from all over. But anyhow, Jerry's a buddy and he's always in the show. And I really appreciate him listening. And we went to school together. And he helps me out on GMRS radios. And he's also a ham radio operator, too. So thanks for stopping in, Jerry. What else is going on? Because I've got a bunch of stuff here that I got to cover. And I told you about the killer wasps. And we need to get into that because there was a thing where a father and son were zip lining, when you zip line, and they were in Southeast Asia, and they hit some murder hornets, and it's a swarm, and it killed the father and son as they were zip lining through, and the pair were stung more than 100 times. And there's their nest. And these are Asian giant hornets. And I'll tell you what, you got to be careful when you're doing stuff. Because if you get hornets angry, they stay angry. Okay. And let's see, I've got a thing here on hornets. I need for you to watch this part. These are killer hornets.
Hi, Mark Benz, and I'm about to enter the sting zone with the murder hornet on three. Ready? One, two, three. Oh my God!
And they continue to sting.
We have a contender for the King of Sting. Let's cut to the rating right now. On intimidation, to me, there are zero wasps or hornets more intimidating on the planet than this insect, and I mean anywhere. It even has the word murder in its common name. So for that, it easily earns a 10 out of 10 for intimidation. For pain, it felt and looked like I had been shot with a bullet in my forearm. The intensity was like no other sting I have ever felt before, and I mean, just look at this. It goes without saying that I have to give the giant murder hornet of Japan a perfect 10 out of 10 for pain. Now, the aftermath was the deciding factor in possibly claiming a new King of Sting for the Brave Wilderness Fight Sting Index. My entire forearm was so swollen that it looked inflated and made of marshmallow compared to the rest of my body. This was
Ouch.
definitely the worst BSI experiment I have ever gone through, so I have to award the aftermath a 10 out of 10, making the murder hornet, the Japanese giant hornet of Japan, the new king of sting, with a final and first ever perfect combined score of a 10 out of 10.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Are you allergic to bee stings? I am, so I have to be careful. And one of those would probably nail me really good. So anyhow, be careful. I mean, bee season around here right now, they're going to be in their bee boxes, as I call them. They're going to be there over the winter. But in the spring and in the summer, oh yeah, and hornets, they're nasty. And they really like to sting. And sometimes for no reason at all. What else is going on? Oh, did you hear about that plane that crashed in Louisville? And I'll tell you what, it was a UPS cargo plane and it took off. And for some reason, they found out that one of the engines, the jet engines, fell off. And they tried to gain altitude, and they couldn't gain altitude more than 150 feet, and then they crashed and everything blew up. And when I heard that, I remember going through that area. And you drive, the interstate drives right alongside the airport for quite a distance. It's a decent sized airport. It's called the Muhammad Ali Airport. And I'll tell you what, I looked at that and I thought, holy cow, all the damage that was done. And I saw the aerial shots of the fire and so forth. And they said the smoke clouds, you could see them from outer space. I mean, they were taking pictures with satellite cameras. And it was loaded with 30,000 gallons of fuel. They were flying from Louisville all the way to, I believe, Japan or Hawaii. I think maybe it was Hawaii. Let's see if it was Hawaii. I think it was Hawaii is where they were going. But you can see some of the damage that was done. And I have flown on an MD-11 before. It was known as a TriStar back then. And it had an engine all the way in the back and one on each wing. And it wasn't bad. But they didn't last that long, and they put them into freight service rather than flying passengers and stuff. But that was a horrendous, horrendous accident. It really was. And so far they've said, different sources are saying 9 people or 11 people. And I mean, how do you know? You probably had 3 in the cockpit and then whatever else was on the ground. And so that was something to see. And here you could see some of it. And I don't know if they have the fire totally put out now or not. I'll probably find that out tonight on the news. But anyhow, you can see what it's like. That was horrific. And that airport's a big airport. I've been by it. Well, so much for seriousness. You know, let's get into a little bit of comedy. There was a comedian or comedian by the name of Moms Mabley. And I had a secretary when I was working in Cincinnati, and she wore the same type of hat one day because it was a bad hair day. And I swear she looked like Moms. So here's a little bit of Moms Mobley or Mabley. She was a character.
We were comedians in the United States for over 40 years. Now, some of you may have not heard of her yet. She's only started recently doing television, but she's often been called the funniest woman in the world. And after spending a week, Tom and I, rehearsing and working with her, we heartily agree. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Moms Mabley. I'd like to tell you, Moms, it's just great having you on our show today.
Honey, and it's great being on your show. Oh, yes, I enjoy listening to you and your dumb brother. You know, this is the kind of show that people can enjoy. Good, clean, dirty fun.
Anyway, Moms, it is a pleasure to have you here, and I know you came all the way from New York to do the show.
Yes, I did.
Did you fly and take the trip?
Yes, I flew. But I won't flew back. That's the first time I ever been on a plane and the last time. Honey, no sooner I got up behind the Empire State, something went clunk up in my head and my ears stopped up. Couldn't you end that? Oh, you talk about somebody being miserable. But that little girl on the plane was so nice.
So your stewardess?
Yeah, the stewardess, bless her little heart. She tried to do all she could. She said, Mom, I can't hear nothing, honey. I can't hear nothing. She said, Mom, chew this chewing gum. Maybe that'll help me, you know? I chewed it in there. We started over Denver, crossed them mountains, and got caught in an electric storm. Did that plane start dipping and I start dipping with it? My head started going around. I couldn't hear nothing. I said, do something for me, honey. I'm dying. She said, Mom, drop your jaw. And I misunderstood.
Anyway, now that you're here and you're over your cold, how do you like it out here in sunny California?
Oh, I love it. I've been out here before, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I never went for the old years. Mom, been out here game time. I was out here working. I was out here working, and I told an idiot, but I said, man, I said, where I live back, you'd have to give me some more money so I can get a cab. Because it's dangerous walking down them streets. And because I remember one night I got off the bus and started home. No sooner than I was walking on home, a young man walked up to me and said, Mom, give me some money. I said, give you some money. He said, Mom, I ain't got no people. My mother and father dead. He started crying. He said, I ain't got no sisters and brothers, no nothing. I ain't got nowhere to eat. I ain't got nowhere to sleep. Say, Mom, I ain't got nothing but this gun.
Sounds like Cincinnati.
I like to put my arms around your son, young and old. You know, Mom don't like old men. Anytime you see me with my arms around an old man, I'm holding for the police.
And I think Mom's had to clean stuff up for this show.
I'm afraid to ask you the next question, but I will anyway.
Yeah.
Because I have to.
Yeah.
What kind of work were you doing when you were out here? Were you
working
television?
Well, you know, I work for the government.
Government?
Yes, I'm a spy. Spy. The only one that owns up to the United States. I am a United States spy.
That's wonderful. That's a glamorous job. You know, I've noticed there's a lot of Negroes now holding glamorous government jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Very desirable jobs. Like, I just read recently about our first Negro astronaut. Do you know about that?
Well, of course I know about it. I'm the one that called him to get the job. Yeah, when them men were... Come from, you remember the few men to come down in the astronaut to give that big ticker tape parade ball on Fifth Avenue in New York? 10,000 people lined up on Fifth Avenue. Of course, I was in the crowd, you know, doing that line is fine, you know? And only once I have to look and watch the expression on some colored men's face. I run out to Kennedy Airport, grabbed me an airplane, went down to Washington, and just as I was walking across the White House lawn, I spied him coming over from the House of Representatives. I said, hey, Lyndon. Come here, boy.
Lyndon Johnson, president.
I said, get something up in the air quick. I'm telling you now, get something colored up in the air quick. March on your bum. Mom, don't you know I can think about that? You're right, Mom. What would I do without you? I could get somebody out of there quick. If you're wicked, I get a gang of colored men right away, a whole crowd of colored men. I see 125th Street and 7th Avenue.
I'll tell you what, she's something else, and I imagine her stage act would be something else, and she could get rowdy. Speaking of rowdy, what do we have here? Foster Brooks. We've always done Foster Brooks before.
Left her hometown to seek fame and stardom. She promised her high school beau that she'd return someday and marry him.
Lucille Ball.
Here all the way from Jamestown, New York. Meet the man who's been Lucy's fiancé since 1933, Mr. Foster Brooks.
So you mean here tonight, did you, Big Red?
It's been 41 years, but she still looks the same except for the hair. She wasn't a redhead then. She was bald. Come on, Lucille Ball. We met at Jamestown High School. And I was the captain of the football team. And I'll never forget the first time I scored.
Touchdown.
You remember, isn't it? You shook your pom-poms at me.
You see where I'm leaving the chair later.
Right from the beginning, Lassie or Lucy. Lucy and I were drawn to each other physically. We like two moths to a sock. I was a lusty larva, and she had a cute cocoon. No offense to the colored man on the day. Well, yet strong as our passions were, the fire follicles and I were never caught doing anything illicit, immoral, or unsavory. We did them all, but we never were caught at it.
But I think I said faithful to you.
How about you, Luce? That's what the football team used to call her.
I still have the hot pots for you, Cherry Head.
Say yes to my offer, and I will deliver unto thee an eternal bliss. You say no, and I'll just fiddle with you on weekends.
Oh, man. Oh, we've got one more. Hey, Harley Corman and Tim Conway are undercover cops. And I found this one today, and I thought, I've got to play this one because this gets hilarious. And Harvey Korman, pictured here, happens to be an officer, and Tim Conway happens to be a rookie cop. Watch this one.
I never expected to get one like this. Look, Frisbee, I'm not crazy about this assignment either. Some guy has been mugging couples in the park for 6 months now. We can grab this guy. It could mean a promotion.
Yeah, well, I can sure use the extra money, I'll tell you
so
that.
So could I. This could be big, you know what I mean?
All right.
Let's not goof up. Let's stay on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You about ready?
Yeah, just about.
Hurry up. It's getting late.
You the only guy out there now?
Yeah, I'm the only guy out. Would you get out here?
Well, all right.
Come on.
Okay.
Hurry up with your frisbee.
All
That's cute, Timmy. I like that.
You aren't going to say anything cool, are you?
No.
Well, how do I look?
Fine.
Yeah, you're good. Lipstick on and everything. I didn't have much light back there. Just
lipstick. That's great.
You wouldn't kid me, would you? I look okay, don't I?
Look, you look better than my wife, okay?
Oh? Is she a blonde too?
It wasn't in the script.
We have to act like we're a couple out on a date.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Come on, sit down.
Well, just a minute.
What's the matter now?
Well, I didn't know you're married.
Get over here.
Huh?
Oh, sir. I have to put my arm around you.
Isn't that kind of Russian things?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it is our first date.
Oh, Russian things. Let's just talk and act normal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's easy for you to say.
Nice night, isn't it, honey?
Yeah. Sergeant Mullins.
What?
Do you have to hold me so tight?
It's not this job either. Yeah. We have to act like we're a couple on a date, so we have to pretend, all right?
Right. As long as you keep it on that basis.
What makes you think it could be anything else?
Well.
It's off script again.
You did say I look better than your wife.
Everybody looks better than my wife. Just settle down, relax. Easy.
Oh,
what's the matter now?
Oh, this girdle's killing me.
Captain didn't say you had to wear a girdle.
Well, I didn't want you to.
He's getting him back.
You didn't want me to what?
I didn't want you to be ashamed of me.
Hope that mugger shows up soon.
Yeah. Just exactly what is it this guy does to couples?
Well, first of all, he robs the man.
Yeah.
Then he turns his attention to the woman and...
And what?
You know.
No.
He has his way with her.
Oh?
See, this is a rough assignment.
Well, you're lucky.
Why? What do you mean?
All you have to do is watch your money.
Shh. Huh? Somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Gotta make this look real. Get real close. Okay, you relax. Just another team of cops.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Ralph.
Ralph should never wear a skirt that short with his legs.
Be anywhere and watch this.
Yeah.
Come on, stay close to me.
Okay. Well, mine's kind of chilly tonight anyway.
What a pair.
Huh. Well, what do you want to talk about?
I don't care.
It's not in the script and he's doing it. What a pair.
Can you talk about your wife?
I know.
It's okay, you can if you want to. It doesn't bother me.
Shut up, will you, Frisbee?
Are you mad, Howard?
No, I'm not mad.
We are mad.
No, I'm not.
You're mad, Howard.
I said I'm not.
Well, why'd you take your arm away?
Because I don't like taking my arm away.
Then you're mad.
That'd be something if the purse caught on fire.
Man doesn't take his arm away unless there's something wrong.
Oh, come on.
I hate you, Howard.
It's me. All right, reach, both of you. You, give me your wallet.
Oh, sure.
Keep your hands up. I'll get it. Dark. All right, now don't move. Okay, sweetheart. Now for you.
Howard?
Well?
Well, please be gentle.
You guys must be kidding. Give me your handcuffs, huh? I'll take your gun while I'm at it.
You mean you knew we were cops?
Of course. I can smell a cop a mile away.
Should have wore perfume.
Okay. So long, coppers.
Well, that does it.
Well, what are we going to do now?
What can we do? We have to lug this bench down to the station house.
Yeah.
What a disgrace. After this, I'm through in the department. I have to go to my brother-in-law's plumbing business.
Yeah. Well, not me. I'm sticking with law enforcement.
There's what?
Meter maid.
Oh, come
on. Oh, golly. What a deal. I'll tell you what. Sometimes I wonder how Tim Conway and Harvey Korman can get away with some of the stuff that they do and some of the stuff they try to one-up each other, whether or not it's the dentist routine or whatever. Such a funny pair of comedians. And unfortunately, they're not around anymore. But it's funny. And Jerry says, I need to fire my joke writer. Well, I don't have one, Jerry. And I'll tell you what. Sometimes some of the comedians that are on the shows now, they need to fire theirs. But anyhow, guys, that's all I've got tonight. And I'll tell you what, next week, hopefully we have my guest on because she's going to be talking about her new show and when it's going to air and everything else. Because I'll tell you what, she's good. She's great. She's had a lot of experience, different things. So you have to listen to her, okay? And that'll be next week. And we'll probably do about a 15-minute segment. Maybe a little bit longer if it's interesting. It should be. She's a fantastic person. So that'll be next week. But this Sunday, check out Money and Change at 7 p.m. because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's going on with the economy, a lot of things that's going on as far as how you spend your money, how you save your money. Because I'll tell you what, it could be getting tough. And for some people, it's tough now. So with that, guys, that's all I've got for this week. I want you to have a really good rest of the week, and we'll see you Sunday Money and Change, 7 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. And with that, have a good one, and we'll see you Sunday.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.